for your few minutes of your lives. Basically, what I want to present you today is what I use daily as my home networking. I think it's not anything completely out of the question that we want to have NixOS everywhere, but still I would like to ask, why would I even want to do it? Why would I want to have NixOS in my routers, in my networking gear? And the reason is basically that I can unify the deployment for the servers, for the routers, for the access points. This means that they are managed the same, they can be monitored the same, and in the end it's just a complete unified tool set where basically you don't move between anything else, so everything is unified. Of course, and then you have a reproducibility, so if update breaks something, you just roll back it back and just use the older version, pin the Nix packages and so on. You probably know these reasons, and that is probably why are you in this room, and it's not my presentation, it's partly just for saying you that you can do it. You can take the router and build your own home router on NixOS. This is my setup, one of them. I actually manage like two parents' homes and my own with these routers. You can see they are doing something, and with the fetch fast fetch, you can see that it's running NixOS and pretty new upstream Linux kernel. And what do you need to do to actually get that networking work as the router? Basically, this is really a lot of configuration, but it shrunks down to just enabling forwarding, configuring that it will forward the traffic for you. Next part is that the standard scripts that you might be using on the servers, they are not suitable for it. They don't have the features that we need. Thus, I would suggest switching to Network D, systemd Network D. This is the configuration that you can use, where basically Ethernet 1 interface would be our LAN interface, and we would configure it in such a way that we say the address range is this one. We will be doing IPv4 forwarding, IPv6 forwarding, there will be DHCP server, there is going to be prefix delegation, the IPv6 will be sending router advertisements. So basically all of this is just a part of the systemd configuration. Next, we of course have to configure the DHCP server that we enabled, and both for IPv6 and IPv4. This way we have Ethernet 1 configured to serve as DHCP, sorry. And of course the second service is resolving. Mostly we want to have some resolving into our network. Of course you can use as the fallback forward it to some well-known DNS provider, but it's better to provide your own local caching resolver. So even systemd provides that, nicely built in, it's called ResolveD. You can just enable it in Nix. NixOS, configure it. The important part is that you must set up here this configuration DNS stop listener extra that tells the ResolveD that it should listen on this address as well. You should see that it's the address of that we configured for our LAN network. And then you just have to configure it that the DHCP server config to emit DNS. Your computers in your network will use your DNS. That's it, we have configured DNS, and the last part is just to open the appropriate ports and enable network address translation for IPv4. If, of course, you don't have the huge prefix, that probably I would be jealous of you if you would have IPv4 prefix at home. That's it, pretty much everything for the configuration, but the important part I would say is the choosing of the hardware. I am just outlining here two variations that we would want to think about, I think. The primary part or the requirement is that you probably need some Ethernet interfaces, you might need or don't need Wi-Fi. Storage should be for NixOS at least, I think, 16 gigabytes, sorry, and CPU architecture that depends heavily on the NixOS support, where, yes, basically you are choosing between ARM and x86. I'm sorry, I ran out of the time, so I will just let you read the rest of the presentation from the pre-talk. You can download it, and I have to skip the bonus. Or download it from this URL, and thank you for the watching. There is also a URL to my personal configuration where there is a much more complicated version of what I showed you in here. So you can try and configure some machine that has at least two Ethernet devices to serve you as your home router or office router. That's it for me. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We are still in time now, so let's have some questions for Karel, who was just talking about NixOS on routers, or also for Xavier, who was talking about NixSS. So maybe Xavier, you can come back to the stage. We have a first question here.
You have told us about the why. thanks for a nice talk. But you completely missed the part of the wireless configuration.
Yes.
And this is actually the hardest part usually because of the many drivers and so on.
I completely agree. I would point you, actually this is the shortened part, shortened variant of my presentation that I actually made in Czech last year. I have the working wireless part. As you could see that basically in here I have of course wireless routers, so I have it working, but it was outside completely of the 5 minutes I got here, so unfortunately it was not possible to say anything about Wi-Fi much more in depth. I think that we can for example meet on the hallway if you are interested how to configure Wi-Fi a little bit more.
I have a quick question. Did you have any problems running systemd resolved with the IP? I thought that systemd resolved was only like a compatibility layer for NSS switch when some service doesn't use the DBAS or Barlink APIs. They talk with the localhost DNS server. It isn't really thought for a DNS server. Did you have some problems about it, or?
Not exactly. Because basically the purpose you described is correct completely. It actually is their authors are saying that it should not be the public forwarder. So I wouldn't say that it is the best solution. For example, if you would want something more, that I would suggest, for example, Knot Resolver. That you would have to deploy, but of course that is much more complicated to deploy than systemd resolved. But on the other hand, at the same time, you just need a standard forwarding resolver. And at that point, they needed to implement it anyway for the use case you described. So you end up with working forwarding resolver, which doesn't matter what the original authors wanted or didn't want it. The only possible issue might be some security issues if it would be pointed publicly to the internet, where it could be used to flooding and DDoS attacks.